Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
At around 6:17 p.m. on May 21, 2023, while patrolling northbound on SR 36, Officer Robert Alvator of the Highlands Police Department suddenly noticed a 2009 Dodge Caliber moving erratically. The vehicle was not only swerving uncontrollably, but also tailgating another car in a dangerous manner. Sensing something was wrong, Alvator immediately activated his emergency lights, gave chase, and stopped the vehicle near the Orchard intersection. But what he didn't expect was that, upon approaching, the situation quickly escalated. The driver, 20-year-old Karina Armando, and her companion, 24-year-old Olivia Morrow, reacted in a way that sent everything spiraling out of control.
Hey, how are you? Just have a driver's license, registration, proof of insurance with you.
Both cars
are now. I'm sorry?
Both of us?
Yeah, if you got yours, sure.
He's lame.
I'm sorry? Thank you.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't get pulled over. I don't know
I'm
where
sorry?
My...
The registration
I gave you. They gave me my license?
I have your passenger's license, I believe.
I mean, I have a picture of your license.
I have yours. What do you have a ticket for there? You're holding a ticket in your hand.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
Yeah, I gave this ticket there. I just haven't cleaned my car. Don't judge me.
Okay. Where are you guys coming from today?
Donovan's? Yeah.
All right. How much does he have to drink today?
I had nothing. I'm literally...
I can show you if you want.
You're the passenger in the vehicle, so I'm not too concerned. I'm concerned with...
Yeah.
Have you had anything to drink today? Any illegal drugs? Any...
No.
Just alcohol?
Yes, I had two drinks.
Two drinks? Okay. How's your license?
What?
How's your license? Are you suspended? Anything like that?
Oh, no.
No? All right. Do me a favor. Turn the key off and just throw the keys up on the dashboard for me, all right? I'm going to go double check your license, and I'll be right back with you. All right, Karina, step out of the car for me.
Why?
Because I want to talk to you on the side of the road. Probably
you know
get a...
What? I can drive home.
What do you mean?
I didn't drink anything.
All right, that's fine, but...
I can take a test. I can do anything you want.
The only issue I have is... The reason why I'm stopping you guys in the first place is... When you were coming over the bridge, I noticed that you guys were failing to maintain your lane... I saw you guys laughing and joking,
as I continue
to follow you guys down the hot... We'll cross that bridge when we get there. The other issue is, you handed me a driver's license that says you're not 21 until next year.
I'm 24 years old.
The driver did.
No, I'm 24 years
old. So, right now I'm asking you to step out of the vehicle so we can talk on the side of the road. Step out of the vehicle. Yes. I believe you're intoxicated.
Listen, it's fine. Just get out.
All right. All we're going to do is we're going to step on the side of the road.
An action that seemed minor, but was strangely repeated again and again, Although staying inside the vehicle is the most basic order to ensure safety, why did she keep stepping out, obstructing the police? Could there be an unexpected reason behind it all, one that no one saw coming?
We're going to have a chat, and we're going to go from there, all right? How long ago did you guys leave Donovan's?
30 minutes ago.
30 minutes ago? How much did you really have to drink?
Fish are honest, too. She really got it.
Really got it. Alright.
They got me.
So, like I said, I stopped you because the whole way down the highway, you're not maintaining your lane. Ma'am, stay in the car.
Ma'am, stay in the car.
Stay in the car.
Yeah.
Stay in.
Miss, get in the car.
Guys, I'm new to this. I'm like, wait.
That's all right.
Do you have ID?
Yes, of course.
I'm on medication right now.
I just need to see your ID.
That's why I didn't drive. Hold on, Danny. I'm trying to find my phone. Relax. I just gave it.
Can you hang up the phone?
Yeah. Actually, it's my boyfriend. I'm going to put him on speaker if you don't mind.
No, you can hang up the phone.
I'm going to put it on speaker. Thank you. Danny.
Alright.
I can't find my fucking ID.
It should be in your wallet.
I know it should be. I have my debit card, I have my credit card, I have my Credit Karma card. I just had my ID.
Is this vehicle in your name, ma'am?
No, this is not my car. It's not my vehicle. I'm on medication, which is why I didn't drive. I'm sober.
Okay. You're not in any trouble.
I know. I can drive.
You're not. Okay.
You're. Danny, where the fuck is my ID?
Okay. Ma'am, you're not in any trouble.
No, right? I don't care if I'm in trouble.
Okay.
I just want you to know I have my ID.
Okay. What? Just out of curiosity, what? Actually, you know.
So I can drive if she is drunk, but I just.
Okay.
And
you're
pain.
You're not in any trouble. I just need
I'm
to see. Yeah, just when you get a chance.
Hey,
that's
do
it.
Do you remember the last time I had my license?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, just sit over here.
Here.
Yep, right there. Perfect. Do you have a shirt that you want to put on?
Oh God, I guess I do have a shirt.
Hang on, don't. Just. Is it that pink one?
That's a dress.
Okay, can you just. Alright.
Wait, do it.
Hang on. No, stand back over there. Let's see if we can get you a shirt. This way you're not cold. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, this way you're not cold.
For thinking.
Alright, just stand right here. You see where this pink is? This pink letters or orange letters? Just stand right there.
And do what? I'm sorry.
All right. Why don't you put the sweatshirt on.
Oh, inside. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm like, goddamn, I gotta put myself together. I'm like, outside sweatshirt. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Do you have any issues with your legs? Do you have any medical conditions that affect your balance? Any injuries? Any back injuries?
God, I hope not.
Yes,
I don't know. I've been taking medication for
blood drugs. Okay. I mean, like, blood pressure, but I don't think anything with my legs, other than,
like, my
knee
and my joint. I don't know.
Okay. So what I want you to do is just stand where you are with your feet together and your hands on your side. All right? First, what we're going to do is put the one-legged stand. All right? So I'm going to explain and demonstrate the test, and then I'm going to have you do it. So for now, just stay standing the way you are.
Now was the time to prove she was sober. But just a few minutes later, her behavior made everything unpredictable again. Could a simple test be enough to clear her of guilt?
I want the test.
Do you understand the test?
I get it.
All right. Did you get one right?
Six, please. Is that like 6 inches? Maybe. Wait. You know what I remember? Gym class, like, to look at once. Okay.
Miss, what's your name?
Karina.
Karina?
Karina.
Karina?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. I want you to pay attention very closely to what he's telling you to do. Okay? And I want you to do only that. So I want you to look, okay? So this is what he said, right? So you're going to stand here with your feet together like this, toes pointed forward. You see how my hands are? You see how they're down by my side? I want you to keep your hands at your side, touching the sides of your legs. All right? Then you're going to extend your foot. You're going to extend your foot straight out in front of you, keeping your foot parallel to the ground.
Great explainer. I'm
okay,
sorry.
That's okay. So I just want you to watch what I'm doing, okay? I don't want you to do it yet. All right? You're going to stand with your foot parallel to the ground. Ma'am, just stay in the car, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my license.
That's okay. That's okay. It's fine. All right, ma'am, just stay in your car.
I'm going to stay.
Okay. Just stay in the car. Okay. All right, it's okay. So just, we're just going to get back to this, okay?
So, all
right. So this is what I, yeah. I don't want you to do it yet. I don't want you to do it yet, okay? Don't start yet. So just put your foot down at your side, okay? You're going to stand like this. You're going to have your hands down at your side like this. You're going to extend your leg in front of you. Don't do it yet. Just listen to me. All right? You're going to extend your leg in front of you. You're going to keep your foot parallel to the ground. You're going to keep your eye on your foot as you're doing this. You're going to count out loud by 1,000. So 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, so on and so forth until I tell you to stop.
That's awful.
Wait. It's not yet. Not yet. All right. So if at any time you drop your foot, so if let's say 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, if you drop your foot, you're going to pick it back up and start from where you left off. So, for example, 1,000.
Wait,
listen to me. So, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, drop it, pick it back up, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and you're going to keep going until we tell you to stop.
Oh, okay.
All right.
1,000, 2,000.
So that's right, though.
Yep. I got to make sure I pass the test.
No, that's like, okay. Do you have any other questions, though?
1,000, 2,000, like that, right?
Yep, like that, but you're going to keep your arms down at your side, touching your side. Extend it out in front of you, foot parallel to the ground.
I'm sorry. So
let's start from the beginning, all right? So I want you to start from the starting position. Okay. All right. Ma'am, I need you to come to the back of the car. Ma'am, I need you to stay in the car. We are on a highway. No, I need you to stay in the car. We're on a highway, okay? Miss, come on.
6, 5, 1, 3, 6, 3, 4, 1.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sorry.
So from here, all right, do you have any questions about that test? All right, remember, arms at your side, down at your side, foot extended in front of you, foot parallel to the ground when I tell you to begin.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay, you may begin.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. 11,000, 12,000, 13,000, I don't know. 14,000, 15,000, 16,000, 18,000, 19,000.
All right. Patrolman Albatore is going to conduct another test with you, okay?
All right. Stay standing where you were. All right. For the next test, what I want you to do, place your left foot out in front of you. Place your right foot touching the heel to toe in front of your left foot. Stay in that position while I explain the next test. You're going to imagine the line, this crack in the roadway. Follow that crack in the roadway.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to take a series of 9 steps, touching heel to toe on each step. Just do me a favor, get back to the starting position.
Right foot on this crack. Yeah.
Keep your hands down at your side. Stay in that position while I finish explaining this, alright?
Yes.
So taking a series of 9 steps directly out in front of you, you're going to, upon completion of the 9 step, we're going to use a series of short, choppy steps. Turn around. So I'm gonna do it this way so you can see. Alright?
Oh, you're gonna say like
I'm gonna do it. So watch.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you to start. Just do me a favor, get back in the starting position.
Remember the starting position for this one, right? We're heel to toe. With our hands down at our sides like this. Okay?
So what I instruct you to, you're going to start. Again, I'm going to take 3 steps. You're going to take 9. All right? Here you go. 1, 2, 3.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm doing 3. You're doing 9. You're going to turn around. You're going to go back. 1, 2, 3. Until you get to 9. All right? On each step, I want you to make sure that you...
Oh, so you want me hold 9, on. 9...
Nine
back
steps out,
in there.
9 steps back. That's it.
Okay.
Right? Just during the test, make sure you touch heel to toe and you keep your hands to your side.
Miss, I need you to stay in the car.
No, I am. There's somebody coming
okay.
for me.
All right, just...
I am going to stay in the car.
Okay, just stay in the car. Okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I
just stay in the car.
Leave. Can I hold my hand out the window? Is that okay?
Yeah, let's just close the car door. That's okay, fine. You can stay with the window open. Did you understand the instructions? So I want to make sure you understand them, okay? So you're going to, yep, you're going to use, you're going to, so let's go back to the beginning. All
right. Stand right here.
Just listen.
Take a deep breath.
All right.
I'm going to explain this to you one more time. All right. I'm going to try to go slow, just so that there's no confusion, all right? What I need you to do is just pay attention. I feel like your attention may be divided.
Okay.
So again, stay in the starting position.
This is it,
down,
right?
Right foot in front, touching heel
right.
to toe.
Yep. So you see the straight line in front of you?
Like the same one.
Yep, you're going to use that as a guide. You're going to walk directly on that line. Okay, so you have your left foot on that line, your right foot directly in front of your left foot.
We're not even...
So I want you to focus on this. Nothing else. I want you to focus on what I'm telling you. Keep your arms down at your side, okay? Stay in this position until I tell you to start, okay? From here, you're going to take a series of 9 steps, heel to toe, counting. Let me finish. 9 steps, heel to toe, counting out loud, looking down at your feet while you're taking these steps. Keeping your hands down at your side. At the end of your 9th step, you're going to take a series of small steps, turning around, and you're going to take another 9 steps back to where you begin, counting out loud. So it'll look like this. Do you have any questions? Yep, your feet like that, your arms at your side. Miss, just stay in the car.
I just want to witness it.
Okay, no, you have to stay in the car.
No, I want to witness it.
You need
I'm
to stay
so
in the car.
Sorry, but I'm
Miss,
hearing what you're saying,
you
and I need to witness the.
Okay, do you realize that by interfering with motor vehicle stop and
if
we're doing that,
we
can also arrest you for obstruction? So please
okay,
get back in the car.
Do you want to arrest
car.
Me?
I really don't. I don't want you to get into the car.
I just want to see
so
what's going on.
So then I need
on.
You to get into the
Listen,
vehicle.
I'm in pain. I can't sit. Can I stand? Can
I stand
here?
No, I need you to get into the vehicle.
Please.
I need you to get into.
There's somebody 5
Miss,
minutes away.
I need you to get into
Can
the vehicle.
Can I stand up?
Miss, I need you to get into the vehicle
Can
and stay in the vehicle.
Here? Can I
Miss,
stand?
I need you to get into the vehicle and stay in the vehicle.
I'm begging
Miss,
you.
I need you
I'm
to get in.
You
Miss, I
stand.
Need you to get into the vehicle and stay in the vehicle. We are on a highway.
I understand.
Okay, I need you
Listen,
to please get into the vehicle.
I'm not trying to
Miss.
After a series of ignored commands, the woman not only defied orders but also loudly confronted the officers in the middle of a crowded street. What warning from the female officer caused her to scream, claim she was a nurse, and blatantly refuse to cooperate? This wasn't just rude behavior, it was a clear sign of unlawful conduct.
I'm not.
Miss, I'm
Listen,
not going
to. What's your name?
I'm not going to tell you again. Please get into the vehicle.
Okay.
Miss.
I respect you. I
please
respect
get into
you
the vehicle. Please get into the vehicle.
Can
stay
you
into
please
the vehicle.
Hear me out?
Do not leave the vehicle until
to...
we tell you to leave the vehicle.
Can
do you understand
one
that?
Second.
Okay.
Please.
I have to finish what she's
please.
Doing and then I will come back and talk to you. I promise.
I'm sorry.
All right. Do you have any questions about what we talked about?
1,000 like that. You said, okay.
I'm going to. Explain and demonstrate this test one more time.
No.
No, I'm going.
I'm not that stupid. I don't
trust Okay. All right. What's your name?
I just want to stand up.
What's your name?
Olivia
okay.
Morrow.
Okay. I need,
my boyfriend right. is right here.
Okay. I need you to take some deep breaths.
It's
okay?
not about you.
You need to stay in the vehicle. We are on a very busy highway.
I understand.
Even when your boyfriend gets here, you cannot leave this vehicle until I tell you you can leave this vehicle.
Do
you understand?
I'm very sorry.
Okay, please stay in the vehicle. Please stay in the vehicle.
During each step, I want you to touch, feel the tone, and count out loud. Okay?
I'm going to demonstrate it. Again, I'm going to do 3 steps just for time's sake, and you're going to do 9. All right? Do you understand those instructions?
That way. 9. That.
Correct. Karina, what's your highest level of education?
I'm a sophomore in college.
Okay, so it's fair to say that you know the English alphabet from A to Z, correct? Do you know the alphabet?
Yeah.
All right. Do me a favor. Stand once again. Feet together. Hands at your side. All right.
I know.
The police began to worry not only for their own safety, but also for Karina and Olivia, as the two continuously violated protocol.
Miss.
This is my mom's car.
Okay, miss. But listen.
I don't care.
No, miss.
I'm in pain. I need to stand up.
Miss.
Okay. I'm in pain.
Miss.
I understand. I'm not trying to disrespect you.
Listen.
Turn it off.
Miss.
I'm in
you
a lot
to
of
calm
pain.
Down. You cannot just run out of a vehicle on a motor vehicle stop until we allow you to go.
I understand.
Miss.
I will stand wherever you want me to.
Listen.
But I need to stand up.
Listen.
I cannot sit. I cannot
miss.
Sit. If you're not listening, I'm a fucking nurse. I need to stand. So tell me where to stand. I will stand wherever you want me to. But I cannot sit in that car. I will stand there. I will stand there. I will stand anywhere. Please let me stand.
Okay.
Anywhere.
You need to understand.
I understand.
Okay.
Everything
when you,
you're saying.
No, you have not, because you have not listened to a thing I have said.
I will listen
so
to you.
So if we go back to the car, once you're free to leave, I will allow you to leave with your boyfriend, okay? But you cannot just run out of a vehicle when you are on a motor vehicle stop.
I'm sorry, but can I please, can you let me stand?
Please. You need to listen to me.
I will listen to you, but can you please let me stand up? That's all I'm asking. I don't need to. I will stand by the car. I just need to stand.
Right. I need you to stop talking.
Okay.
I'm going to let you take her because I'm afraid that she's going to next run and cross the highway.
I'm not going to cross the highway.
Okay.
I understand.
But that's why I'm nervous of because she has not listened to anything that we have said this entire time.
That.
And she's been very belligerent.
I will listen to you. I just
I want her to be safe. I want her to get out of here.
I think she
does still have belongings in that car. I cannot let you take those until we're done with what we're doing. So if you want to hang out.
We'll hang out right here.
Okay, that's fine. All right,
listen,
but she can't.
I
she's not gonna be.
Her,
if she gets into this vehicle,
if she wants doctor's notes, I will give it to her.
You either need to get into this vehicle or get back into that vehicle.
So let me get my belongings.
You need to get into this vehicle, or you need to get into that vehicle. But those are your two options. You cannot stand outside the car.
Am I being arrested? Am I being arrested?
If you keep interfering, I can arrest you. I don't want to do that. So please get into the vehicle.
Can I not get my belongings?
Get into the vehicle, and we will get.
I'm asking
for
you a
I
question.
Cannot have you running back and forth across this highway.
I'm not going to.
I'm
going to stay right here.
Actually, I'm
going to
do is I am going to arrest you. You'll get into this car.
Okay?
No. Get in the car. Come on.
Listen to your boyfriend and get into the car.
You're going to get it.
She was informed that she would need to go to Atlantic Highlands to take a breath test. However, instead of cooperating, Karina kept stalling, dodging questions, and responding indecisively. Despite maintaining a gentle demeanor, she surprised the officers by blurting out that this experience made her want to become a police officer, even though the situation had already been brought largely under control.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
What? No, unfortunately not. This is their building. We got to play by their rules, all right? So, real quick, just because I might ask you some incriminating questions coming forward, we got to read you your Miranda warning.
Pay attention.
All right, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Wait.
You have the right to talk to...
Not have done this,
Nope. It does not move. Pay attention, but I'm doing
just
pay attention, all right? Oh, wait.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you are being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning if you wish. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand your rights? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Keeping those rights in mind, would you like to speak with me? Just do me a favor, sign.
Thank you, officer.
Sign right on this first line.
Avatar.
You ready?
Yep.
Good seeing you.
Bye, officer. Can you, like, hold it down?
Yeah, sure, certainly.
Sorry.
And that's for me. You have a much better signature than I do, I tell you that much. Your signature is much nicer than mine.
I write in person.
You have been arrested for driving while intoxicated. I know.
It's distracting.
You have been arrested for driving while intoxicated. It falls under the statute 39450. All right. The law requires you to submit samples of your breath for the purpose of testing to determine alcohol content. A record of the taking of the breath samples, including the test results, will be made. Upon your request, a copy of that record will be made available to you. After you have provided samples of your breath for testing, you have the right at your own expense to have a person or physician of your own selection take independent samples of your breath, blood, or urine for independent testing. If you refuse to provide samples of your breath, you will be issued a separate summons for the refusal. A court may find you guilty of both refusal and driving while intoxicated. If a court finds you guilty of the refusal, you will be subject to various penalties, including license revocation of up to 20 years, a fine of up to $2,000, installation of an ignition interlock, and referral to an intoxicated driver resource center.
Wait, what's the third one?
I'll explain in a minute. These penalties may be in addition to penalties imposed by the court for any other offense of which you are found guilty. You have no legal right to have an attorney, physician, or anyone else or anyone else present for the purpose of taking the breath sample. You have no legal right to refuse to give or delay giving samples of your breath. Any response from you that is ambiguous or conditional in any respect to my request that you provide breath samples will be treated as a refusal to submit to breath testing. Even if you agree to take the test, but then do not follow my instructions, do not properly perform the test, or do not provide sufficient breath samples, I will charge you with the refusal to submit to breath testing. I repeat, the law requires you to submit samples of your breath for testing. Will you submit samples of your breath?
I have to. Said
it's a yes or no.
Yes or no.
Dude.
It's a yes or no.
Why that?
Just say yes or no.
Wait a
Karina, put your hands behind your back.
Okay. Wait. You guys have cameras.
Yeah.
We do have cameras. Everything's recorded.
Why?
That's a funny. All right. Now it's on fucking
hand. Is it like a joke? Or?
Like. With the handcuffs.
Can you just stand still for a second?
I'm sorry. Okay, they're tight enough, though, don't they?
I'm trying to lock them so they don't tighten up anymore. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, just take a seat on this bench for a second. I have to get some equipment, and then I'll be back to get you.
Based on her erratic driving, unclear statements, and failure to complete field sobriety tests, Patrol Officer Alvator arrested Karina for driving under the influence. After being transported back to the Highlands Police Department for processing, Karina was released when Olivia's boyfriend signed a form taking responsibility for her. She was charged with driving under the influence, refusing chemical testing, reckless driving, improper lane usage, and tailgating. The road from a fun night out to a far worse ending than you imagined is shorter than you think. Remember, don't drive under the influence, don't obstruct the police, and never believe you're above the law. Because in the end, reality always wins, and the cost of ignorance is always high. Thank you for watching.